Proclamation number 3473 of 29th of April, 1945. Truth and Error. Consequences, spiritual and earthly. The fact that people have distanced themselves so far from God is due to the fact that they flee the truth and allow error access. Truth inevitably leads to God, whereas error keeps people away from true knowledge and thus also from God, who has to be recognized in order to be loved and aspired to. Anyone who loves God has also recognized him beforehand, and in order to do so he has to be informed of the truth. If, on the other hand, error is offered to the human being, then a wrong image of the eternal deity will be presented to him, or God will be completely denied, and then it will be impossible to recognize the eternal deity, and consequently the human being's feeling of love will also remain undeveloped, and this means that he is distant from God. But the fact that error finds access to people is due to the will of the human being himself, who is completely free and can both desire and ignore the truth. But the truth is only offered to the human being if he seriously strives for it. For although it is also brought to the human being by appointed servants who are well instructed in the truth, it will only appear acceptable to the human being if he seeks it. But seeking the truth means seeking God, for God is the truth. Seeking God and striving towards him means, in turn, acknowledging himself as the highest, most perfect being and desiring to unite with this being. And since the most perfect being is supremely good, the human being must also first strive to be good and thus to bring love within himself to fullest development. And through love the human being attains truth, yet without love a realization of the eternal deity is not possible. God, truth and love are inseparable, and anyone who strives for one of them also inevitably desires the other. But where error is widespread, love cannot develop properly either. Where error exists, God's image will appear distorted to people and the distance from him will become ever greater. The consequence of this is spiritual decline, which also becomes noticeable on earth. The consequence of this is hardship and misery amongst people, because the distance from God cannot be remedied in any other way than through love and truth, and people should and can develop love in suffering and also start to think and strive for truth. But as long as no action is taken against error, there will be no spiritual ascent and thus no earthly improvement. For the human being's aim is union with God, which can only take place in truth, whereas error prevents this union and therefore has to be fought if people are to reach their aim on earth. Truth will assert itself, and if the human being does not find it on earth, he will have to acquire it in the kingdom of the beyond, because without truth no being can become blissfully happy. But if the human being's will on earth has already been too weak to seriously strive for it, it will be even more difficult to persuade him to accept the truth in the spiritual kingdom, and he will have to suffer bitter struggles and hardship of soul until he has become accessible to the pure truth, and this often requires an infinitely long time in the spiritual kingdom, which can be achieved on earth in a short time. And therefore God constantly endeavors to guide people into truth, and he himself instructs his servants who shall fulfill this task on earth, who are bearers of the pure truth, and shall pass it on to all who are willing to accept it, who bear desire for God and thus also for truth, and who want to achieve union with God through love. For truth is unavoidably necessary if people want to become blessed. Amen.